With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Thanks for listening to CarCast on Podcast One.
The Dodge Spring Sales Event is here. Thanks to Dodge, spring isn't about the change of weather, longer days, or flowers blooming. It's about the Dodge Spring Sales Event. And since the Brotherhood of Muscle has the only family of all-wheel drive muscle cars, March 21st is just another day on the calendar. The Dodge Charger. Own the road and the pump with up to 300 horsepower and 30 miles per gallon. The Dodge Challenger. Now the rush of opening it up on the highway doesn't come at a cost. The Dodge Journey. No matter your adventure, the most powerful three-row all-wheel drive vehicle in its class has your back. The Dodge Durango. With all-wheel drive availability, April showers won't have your tires spinning unless you want to. The rides of March are here, so visit your local Dodge dealer and join the Brotherhood of Muscle today. All right, welcome to CarCast once again. I'm Matt, the Moderator DeAndrea, and here with Bill Goldberg.
Howdy ho!
How is it, buddy?
Going good, man. It's going really good. We got a little bit of rain the past couple of weeks,
yeah.
Man, and it's dried off. It's cleared the roads so I can go out and drive my cars.
Episode 2, our second episode of CarCast with Goldberg and the Moderator. I don't know if that's really the name. I've just what I've been calling it in my head. And so we're just going to go with that for now. Again, thanks to Castrol and Dodge. So we're going to be talking about those guys as well. You were talking about driving in the rain, but I saw you pull up in your Charger Hellcat, and it looks like you got some cheater slicks in the back, maybe some drag radials.
I got those on all my cars
in the back.
Thanks to Mickey Thompson. You know, yeah, man. I mean, at the end of the day,
not the best rainy tire, but
it rained yesterday, not today. Yeah, I got a little sideways on the 5 today, but I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you gotta have a little bit of fun and. You have to know your limits. You have to know the limits of the tire. And I couldn't go over 146 here. I know that. So it's all good.
Do you have any mods on the Charger Hellcat?
Yes, I do. I've got long tube headers and 3-inch exhaust for Magnaflow.
Okay. Because I heard it like 9 to 10 minutes before you got here.
Yeah, that thing's got a gnarly growl to it.
It does.
I mean, it's a four-door car with 750 something horsepower that gets at least, I mean, I got, when I went home last time from LA, 18 miles of the gallon.
Yeah. That's not bad. I mean, I don't
that's
know.
That's pretty damn good for
I don't think you could ask for much better than that, close to 800 horsepower.
And actually having, and I didn't baby it, right?
No.
I didn't break any world land speed records by any means.
Yeah, yeah.
I stayed within the bounds of the law, but I got 18 miles of the gallon. I mean, that's pretty respectable for God's
yeah.
sakes. As opposed to, you know, watching my old Dodge Dart, you know, I could see the needle going down towards E once I pressed on the throttle.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very surprised. Very surprised. But you know what? Hey, I just like having fun, man. That's what this car stuff's all about, right?
Yeah. I'm down with you. Yeah. I was, it's just a random thought. I was watching TV the other day and you just popped up on in a commercial. You popped up in a DirecTV commercial, and I was like, hey, Skolberg, just in a TV commercial. You did a DirecTV commercial?
I did it just to publicize our new CarCast.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's the only reason.
I mean, well, maybe next time I wear a CarCast shirt.
Well, yeah, maybe next time I wear a CarCast. I'll put CarCast on my forehead. You know, it was a commercial I did about a year ago, and I have still yet to see it.
Really?
I mean, I literally came in from the gym last night. My son was passed out on the couch. I, you know, made bed right next to him, you know, and I turned the television on. I wanted to watch Saturday Night Live, and I'll be damned if I didn't roll back out of of the screen. So it was the end of the commercial.
Yeah.
That's all I've seen.
So you filmed it about a year ago, but I think it debuted like maybe Super Bowl or something, right? Chris, do we have the commercial?
Yep, got it right here.
We're going to show Bill the commercial for the first time ever.
Check this out.
It's Michael B. Jordan is in it.
Need that cable box to watch TV?
Nope.
Don't we need to run?
Nope. It just explodes in a high-pitched...
Question to me, but that was a stunt guy. They wouldn't let me do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I tried, man.
All right, first of all, wait.
I tried really hard to do it. But number one, it would have taken a check away from him,
yeah,
which is not my job. My job is to get him more money. And number two, if I would have been cut at all, they couldn't have shot the rest of the commercial.
You don't want to hurt your shoulder.
I don't care about my shoulder, for God's sake. Look at what I do all the time, man. I'm a glutton for punishment, and I would have loved to have done it, but they just didn't let me.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I had dinner the other day with my friend Jeremy Fry. And as a stunt driver, and I was telling you about him, right? He drove in John Wick 2. By the way, John Wick 2, that opening sequence, he goes into the warehouse and he steals his Mustang back, and he comes flying off a ramp, like flying sideways out of the building, and then lands on the tarmac, and it's raining out. He drove that. Mm-hmm. Jeremy drove that. But we had this discussion as well.
Yep.
I was like, what's your feeling on, you know, like the actors that want to do their own stunts and whatever. And he's like, it's fine. I'm down with it. I'll show them whatever. I've done it a lot. He goes, but, you know, they've got their job. I got my job. And it's just like what you're saying. It's
takes
like,
money out of his pocket.
You know, he's there to do it. And I'm sure he's excited about it and wants to tell people that he did it and help his career and whatnot. So what? No harm, no foul, right? Like I get... Nowadays, like if you know, because you do so many, you still do movies and TV and all kinds of stuff. And there are scenes where, like, well, we want you to do some of the driving because we want to see your face in the car. You know, we want to see what you're doing. You know, and if you're spending money, if you're spending Tom Cruise money, you know, like Jack Reacher when he was doing his whole thing in the Mustang, that was a very important thing to show his face in the rearview mirror and all this stuff. So I get. When you need to do it, but if you don't need to jump through a glass window and shoulder roll into a DirecTV commercial, then you're right. Let the guy who's there do it, earn some money, and get another job, and then you get to be in the commercial
and
as well.
Continue to emasculate yourself,
right?
Yeah, I mean, put your ego aside and let him do his job.
I don't think you need. There's look. Do you have a WWE belt at home? I know I wore it.
This is awkward.
It was in his room, and we were snuggling. It was a tender moment, but I wore the championship belt.
That was when you and Gage had a. No, that's a different podcast too.
All right. So the other thing I was watching the other day, and I was watching the Grand Tour. And by the way, a bucket list thing for any car guy would be on a show like a Top Gear or now the Grand Tour. And you were on that show. And I want to hear about it. I want to hear how it happened. I have some thoughts about the race. But let's just get down to brass tacks here. It's aired. It's on Amazon. Go and watch it. I think the episode's called Gas, Gas, Gas or something like that.
Yeah.
Go watch it. It's done.
Goldberg gets screwed. That was the name of the episode.
But because it's out there and it's done, we can talk. We can talk shop, right?
No way he beat me. There's no way. It's not possible.
So for those of you who don't know, like they do their films and stuff in the show. And this season, they're putting two people together. It'll be like two rock stars with a middle name named George or something like that. Or two actors with a middle name of George.
Celebrity face-off.
It's kind of like that. And they try to get oftentimes people from different countries, an American and a Brit or whatever. So they got... And the car is this. The car is, it's a Jaguar F-Type. I think the small engine,
Four-cylinder.
You know, I think it's the 2-liter four-cylinder. And you race around this track, but it's half asphalt, half gravel. So you start on the asphalt, you go in the gravel, you go back on the asphalt, you probably get a couple practice laps, and then you run. And then there's this showdown, and who's got the time?
There's a lot of grass in my mine.
Right. So you guys should definitely watch the episode. It's going to be it's on Amazon Prime. Go there, watch it, because after we're talking about it, then you go back and watch it, and it's going to be way better.
Yeah, season 2, episode 7.
There you go. There it is. All right. How does this happen? You call your agent and be like, God damn it, I want to do the show.
No, man. My agent's known. He's a car guy. I'm the one that told him to buy a Charger like 10 years ago. So he's always known that my on my car bucket list is being on the Grand Tour. And so I'm up in Vancouver doing the Flash, and I get an email. And it's, hey, you want to go on the Grand Tour? I'm like, can I leave now?
Yeah.
So one thing led to another, and I was in Vancouver for 11 days doing the Flash, got home, spent a day and a half, and then flew to London.
I think I spoke to you while you were here for the day and a half.
Yeah,
you spoke
man,
on the phone. You're like, I'm going to do the Grand Tour.
Yeah, so I didn't care about being tired or being claustrophobic on the plane or this or that. I didn't care about any of that. I just wanted to be on the show.
Yeah.
And it did not disappoint. I mean, it was absolutely the coolest car thing I've ever done. I mean, Goodwood is absolutely, you know, awesome in its own right and
yeah.
in a different perspective. But just being on that show, I mean, it's just I've seen it so many times. That, you know, you put Top Gear at the top of the car list. You know, I've hosted car show after car show. And, you know, you always want to be a part of the best. And as far as I was concerned, Top Gear was the best. They moved it over to Netflix. It's the Grand Tour now.
Or Amazon.
Amazon. It's the Grand Tour. And, you know, a little different format. But, you know, for the most part, it's the same show. So I get the invitation to go, and I'm competing against Anthony Joshua, right? Young kid, heavyweight champion, just so happens to be British. Just so happens to be sponsored by Jaguar.
Yeah, he's like 6'6".
Same people that gave us the car to drive in the celebrity face-off.
Yeah.
Jeremy Clarkson has an affinity for ragging on Americans.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to rag on me because I would have, you know, shoved my foot down his mouth. No, he was a very nice guy, very respectful to me. It was awesome. I had a great time. But yeah, man, they can't have an American guy come in here as a professional wrestler and beat their hometown boy.
Yeah.
Who just so happens to be sponsored by the car that we're driving around the track. I'm just going to say it. There's no way he beat me.
There's no way.
Track. But I'm, hey man, I take one for the team, and it was his place. You know, it was all good, man.
But they even kind of ragged on Bill at the top, like saying he only has American cars. The only European cars he has is a Volkswagen Bug or something. I forget what it was.
Well, they said a Volkswagen because he has a Porsche, his wife's Porsche. And Clarkson doesn't really like Porsches that much, and he just thinks they're all Volkswagens. And, yeah, so they were busting chops a little bit. I get that it's TV, right? And you got to eat shit on TV sometimes. I get that. But this is a little different because it's one of those moments where you're like, I really want to be on the show, and I really want to do well on the show because you are such a good – you are such a passionate car guy, and like everything else is still a job. You know, the acting, doing the Flash and on the Goldbergs, you know, TV commercials that we talked about, you know, a minute ago, like all of that is still the job, and the passion is the car. So if you can be invited onto the car show,
I'm
out
Goldberg.
There,
I want to do as good as I can.
Right.
I want to win every time, you know, but hey, at the end of the day, I didn't make a big deal out of it. And if he beat me, he beat me. But there's no way it happened. But, you know, it was a great experience, even taking that into consideration.
I don't know how they fudge the numbers. Let's say they fudge the numbers somehow. But here's my thing is they've got a big budget over there. When they do these types of head-to-head races – I'm pretty sure Jaguar can say, here's a right-hand drive car and a left-hand drive car.
Oh, by the way, yeah. It was the first time I ever got in a car with the steering wheel on the wrong side.
On the wrong side. At the very least, if they said, no, you only get one Jaguar for your $1 million per episode, $3 million per episode budget, at the very least, I know there's some calculation that their team can put together and go, there's a 1 second difference between if you're on the wrong side of the car.
A handicap.
Right. Yeah. There's a handicap somewhere, right? A half a second, a second, whatever. There's some sort of math involved. And this is actually a funny moment because you did that episode and then Adam Carolla called me and he's like, kind of looked like bullshit to me. And he goes, first of all, he goes, Bill didn't look comfortable on the wrong side of the car. And I was like, no, who would be? And he goes, why wouldn't they have two cars? And he goes, this is not an apples to apples race.
He's not
like,
even.
He's like, this seems like, he's like, I'm calling bullshit on this one. That's Adam calling me like a month ago saying, hey, I'm not falling for it. Right?
I haven't said anything to him. And we're breaking it here, ladies and gentlemen. But hey, it's all good. It's all good. When I go back, I'll kick his ass next time. Give me one of my freaking cars.
Right. Yeah. Let's get I love that they were talking to you guys about like what your first car was. And you had the Trans Am. You had the, you know.
76 Trans Am.
Yeah. That's what we expected.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big muscle car.
And he had some I'd never even heard of.
I don't know. Some stupid British
thing.
He's
not a car guy.
He's not a car guy.
But he's a good dude.
He seemed like a really nice guy. And he looked like you guys were both having fun on there. And I think it was when they were promoting the season, we had all three of the hosts. We had Jeremy and May and Hammond. They all came in. And it was funny because they're just kind of surly British dudes, right? And they're publicists. Three guys came in with three. They each had a publicist.
Now, there were like four publicists total. Somebody had two.
Yeah, well, there was like an Amazon publicist,
that
an
was
American
Clarkston.
One.
Yeah.
And then there was three British girls that came in. And Adam's in here doing an Adam Carolla show, interviewing the three guys and the three girls in there. And we had this big vending machine. It was full of all kinds of shit that's gone now. But we had it, and you know, it's free. Guests come in and stuff. All three girls are tapping away on their phone, you know, just not saying anything, tapping away on their phone, and just to kind of break the ice. There's a monitor out there. You can watch the show that's going on in here. I turn to them and I go, by the way, here's a machine. You know, if you guys want something to drink, something to snack on, everything in here, just hit the button. They all just like look up for their phone, look at me. They don't say anything. They just like, look back at their phone. Like, not all three of them, not even like, oh, thanks, nothing.
But see, here's the deal. That's exactly what I expected when I went there.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it's completely the opposite of what I got. Maybe I scared the shit out of them, which is usually my MO.
Yeah, let's hit the gym, Matt. Yeah.
I'm just saying, man, I fully was on my defensive. And I was ready for all of them to act like that. Not one of them did. I was so flabbergasted. I still can't believe it. Something must have been going on that day. I don't know, but they were so freaking nice. It was awesome. It was a great experience.
How long did it take to like walk me through you land in the UK, or you fly into Heathrow, wherever they take you. They haul you out somewhere, and then do you just get into driver training? Do you meet the host first? And
I stayed like, it was in the middle of the country. Right, so they take you to this place. It's like the Soho Hotel. It's like a big farm. And the next morning, you know, you get up and you do your thing. And there again, I was first. Okay, at 7 a.m. there was ice on the track.
Okay? Yeah,
he was at 9:30, 10 o'clock when it was warmed up. And the more I talk, the more it sounds like it's like, you know, this is a sore loser. And I never want anybody to think that.
No, I just want to get the experience. It's still exciting. Look, we get it. The times are irrelevant, right? You went out there. You got to be on this show. You talked with the guys. You drove the car.
Put it this way. Okay? Not to interrupt you, but you know how frickin' competitive I am.
Yes. Yes, I do.
And you know how bad that pissed me off. I don't care. It was so much fun
going.
That's
what I'm saying. Like,
it was so cool going. I don't care. They could do whatever they want to me. Doesn't matter.
We spoke again when you came home, and you were like, you know, whatever. You talked about what a great time it was, and you know, the result wasn't quite what you wanted, and you know, right hand drive, you know, left hand drive, this and that, without really getting into it. We wanted it to air first. He didn't want to ruin it for me or anything else, but. You know, but you go out there and you do what? You do like a couple of hours of test driving, Like, how? What do they give you?
We
like,
had eight laps.
Eight laps.
Yeah, something like that. A couple hours, though. Not even.
And then you do your last lap for a time, or the like, all right, so now you're going to do two or three laps and pick the first.
I think that's what it was. I think it was after you get the warm-up time, you know, you do three laps and they'll take the best.
They'll take the best one out of the three. And sometimes you slide off into the grass a little bit. Sometimes you don't.
At about 90. It was awesome. If you're going to go big, right?
Yeah. Like if you watch the episodes and you see when you get off of the gravel and you first get onto the asphalt, it's a little bit slick. I imagine very early in the morning, wet, cold, and icy, it's a little more slick. And you've seen in previous episodes, people go a little wide and maybe just lay a tire down. You put the car out there.
Hell yeah, man. Like I say, if you're going to go big, big, man.
And then they do their whole, you know, interview and the reveal, and they're in the big tent. When does that happen? Same day, next day?
Yeah, same day. It's hours afterwards. You know, they assemble the audience, and then they'll do their shtick. You know, the three of them will go out and they'll do their shtick for an hour or so, and then put us in the trailer.
When you're there for that part, for the 10 part, are they doing the full episode and you're just kind of hanging out in the back watching the full episode?
Watching it, but I'm in a trailer.
Yeah.
While they're doing the full episode.
So they're doing their full episode, and then when your bit comes up, you go in and you guys
live
look,
audience.
Yeah, and you guys go in and have – and they probably do in the tent bit, they probably do two of those a day or something like that. I'm not
sure.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know because they have to get a completely different – No, they probably do.
So I was wondering, do they get a different audience or do they just move them around?
Yeah, they do a different audience.
All right, so I just did.
Because it's a big ticket. It's a big money ticket to be in that audience.
Oh, really? They pay to be in that audience?
I'm just saying there were a number of people that were pissed off that they hadn't gone to that episode because Anthony and I were on it. So I don't know exactly if they know.
Oh, maybe they do two episodes in a day.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm guessing only because I was watching it. I was trying to find some continuity between Jeremy Clarkson's jacket and shirt. And he keeps wearing the same shit all the time. And only
he's the British Leno.
Yeah, only Hammond, like, you know, puts his vest on at a different, you know. But, you know, and then May just always wears like a sweater all the time or whatever. So, but you can only kind of go by maybe Hammond because he puts on a different suit and stuff. But you're looking at me like that's the same shitty jeans you were wearing. You just changed your sport coat is what you did there. And so I kind of felt like maybe they were doing two episodes a day for those bits. But
I don't know.
Well, it sounds like it would be exciting.
It sounds
like
a blast, man. I've been on so many different shows and. It was, I mean, as the car guy that we both are, it is the coolest thing in the world. I got to drive a Goodwood last year, and I got to do the Grand Tour. I mean,
what did you drive at Goodwood? I mean, I know what you drove, but tell Chris. Chris doesn't know.
Chris, I drove Mike Skinner's backup Craftsman truck at Goodwood last year, which will be the same vehicle I'll be driving this year in July.
Oh, going back. All right.
Yeah, it was It, along with the Grand Tour, which both happened in 2017. A lot happened to me in 2017.
It's a big year.
Which was pretty freaking, yeah, it was a huge year. It was just the coolest thing you could ever do.
All right, so a quick word from Dodge. The Dodge Spring Sales Event is happening now. This spring, the Brotherhood of Muscle is looking for new members, and the only way to join is to get behind the wheel of Dodge's only family of all-wheel drive muscle cars. The Dodge Charger, own the road and the pump with up to 300 horsepower and 30 miles per gallon. The Dodge Challenger, take the streets by storm with the most affordable V8 in its class. The Dodge Journey, maximize your adventures with the most powerful three-row all-wheel drive vehicle in its class. And the Dodge Durango, tear through April showers with the most powerful SUV with all-wheel drive availability in its class. Hurry into your Dodge dealership and start your introduction to the Brotherhood of Muscle. How many cars did you buy last year?
Don't go there, man, because people are going to think I'm that guy. Honestly,
it's a car show. This is all we want to hear about. I'm not going to tell if you bought a fucking private plane. All right, there you go. Seven cars. I did not know that. I can think of five.
Well, I bought four, and I bought my wife three, kind of two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, six or seven.
That's all right.
Four-wheelers and stuff count? No.
No, but you got to have those. You live on a huge, like...
I need a zip line.
You do need a zip line. You do need a zip line. His place is fantastic. I'm not going to get into it too much.
I would
much,
pay
but...
to see that. Hope your zip line.
If that was there, no doubt all three of you would be using it. Wanda, Gage.
Bullshit. I wouldn't use a zip line for any amount of money in the world.
Really?
No, thank you.
Jeez.
No way, man. I've done my time. I'm not pushing the envelope anymore. Not like that.
All right.
It's like bungee jumping or something. Skydiving. I ain't doing it.
I'm not going to do that. I'll drive whatever.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I'll drive whatever. There was I don't know if you can talk about this. There was a bit you were supposed to do on some TV show or guest spot while back. I think they put you in like a Fiat 500 or something. Something like that. You were doing a bit on a show and you were trying to flip the car.
Oh no, that was the audition for the American Top Gear.
Oh, that's what it was.
And then it was down to the last, it was the final audition. It was down to the last two guys were going, and it was me and who was the guy who did Pimp My Ride back in the day?
Exhibit.
It was me and Exhibit, and you had a choice of the car you wanted to take around the track. And you had to commentate, you know, while you were racing. And since I've owned a number of BMW V12s.
Okay, yeah.
And I've never driven a smart car before. I decided to give Exhibit the S63 while I took the smart car to try to flip it, and it didn't work. I had heard that the year before they put in an anti-roll device in the car.
Yeah.
But it didn't stop me from going as fast as humanly possible and then just trying to literally flip the thing as many times as possible.
The same guy that won't zip line in his yard tried to intentionally flip a smart car.
But I'm on the ground already.
Because it's good television.
Yeah, I'm on the ground.
That's right. How bad could it be?
Not that bad.
Those things can't be that fast.
It's like a pinball.
You saw a shoulder roll earlier.
Yeah, we saw your shoulder roll. You can do that in a smart car.
There's no difference.
Yeah.
You just got a little bit of tin around you.
Yeah.
Oh, those things are so. They should call those the stupid cars.
Can't be tin, right? It's plastic.
It's not even that. It's like
you could punch a hole in that thing. It's plastic.
It's like bubble gum.
Well, we're going to be doing stuff with Edmonds, and I remember Dan saying that was probably the worst car that he reviewed, right?
Dan Edmonds is a friend of ours. He's the vehicle test director of vehicle testing.
We won't be getting any money from Smart Car.
And I'm fine with that. And he's like, oh, no, that's just the worst car ever. It's the worst car ever.
It's ridiculous.
How can you trust a car that you can hug?
Or that you can pick up.
Right?
Well, you can hug. That's classic.
You can pick it up. I can't pick it up. So
yeah, we just hug him.
On the topic of this TV stuff, I just got back from New York, and they told me I'm not supposed to talk about it, but they didn't pay me, so I'm going to talk about it. That's how it works here on this show.
So I got paid for my last gig, but does that mean I can't
out
talk
already.
About it?
No, it's out already. This isn't out yet. And they're like, we got to debut it. We got to, you know, it's a big thing. And I was like, yeah, not for me. but you're picking up what I'm throwing now. There's this new show that's going to come out on Discovery. And I don't know, for lack of better term, it's kind of a video clip show, like I don't know, like almost game show-ish, or Talk Soup, or Joel McHale has a new show like that, right?
Yeah.
Kind of a video clip show thing, and you're watching crashes and all kinds of stuff. And anyway, I got invited to go be one of the guests on there, and it was fun, and it's gonna be a funny show. And but you know it's like I did two episodes, and it's me and a couple young NASCAR drivers, me and Ryan Blaney on one show, mm-hmm. and Eric Jones on the other show, mm-hmm. and
was it a dating show?
It was not a dating show. First of all, they're like 21 and 27; they're a little young for me, and also they're dudes.
But then there's that.
But also. It's funny you mentioned that, because this is sort of my bitch moment is like, I'm going to go do this TV show with a couple of young guys that are essentially professional athletes. You know, you know, as drivers, I was like, I can't go in there looking like an old fat slob. So they call me on a Wednesday and they're like, can you come out Monday? I was like, oh, I can do this.
Did you call Jack LaLanne or what did you do?
I called my trainer. I was like, I was in the gym every day. I just didn't eat.
For 3 days. Jesus Christ.
And then I didn't eat for 2 days. I flew to New York.
Passed out when you got off the plane because you didn't have any food.
I took the subway to a sushi restaurant. I was like, it's New York. I want to see it. I'm only going to be here for 24 hours. I'm going to go see. I want to do something New York-y. So I got on a subway.
So you left California and went to New York to get sushi.
Yes.
Okay.
And it wasn't better than here. As a matter of fact, it was very expensive. It was a nice place, kind of like a Nobu, but it wasn't Nobu. I don't know, Zuma or something like that. It was nice.
Thanks for pubbing my brother's restaurant, but Nobu. Appreciate it.
Is that it? Is that
in Valia.
Oh, well, there you go. And I should have went there.
He'll pay you $20 for that commercial.
Okay, well, I need it. Just send me a gift certificate to some sushi because
I'm still hungry.
So I go there and then I eat a little bit of sashimi. I'm keeping it lean. No carbs, Bill. No carbs. Okay? And then I walk back to the hotel five and a half miles because like I just ate. Now
were you wearing your Fitbit?
No, I wasn't wearing a Fitbit. But I have my iPhone. I'm tracking my steps. The next morning, I get up at 5:30. I hit the gym. I'm doing cardio. I'm not drinking water.
God, you guys are killing me.
I'm not drinking water at this point. It's like, I just got to dehydrate. It's got to be fucking super lean. And we go in. We shoot the thing. And they're like, we got lunch. Caterer's like, just get that away from me. I got two episodes. I'm there from 8 in the morning to like 3 in the afternoon. I'm just barely sipping on water. And I'm pumped full of like allergy medication because I had a stuffed up head and I didn't want to sound stuffy on there. So now I'm dehydrated and the makeup girl keeps coming over. I was like, I just need more like chapstick or something because I could barely talk. And then at 3 o'clock, I was like, are we done? I was like, yeah. I was like, fuck, God damn it. I'm so glad we're done.
Now I can eat.
And then I breathe. And then I upgraded first class on the way home so I can get a filet on the plane. And I'm just eating steak. And I'm just like, what else you got? What else you got?
You know you're hungry when you're chasing an airplane meal.
Yeah. 5 pounds in 3 days. Now, keep in mind, I'm 159 right now.
That was water, by the way.
No, but the problem is I had already started the water thing like a week before. So I think it was brain matter. I don't know what it was, but
I don't know. Keep talking. Let's let the listeners decide.
Yeah,
come on now. You're telling me you haven't had to like lean down for a match or a TV or something. You just don't do it as stupidly as I did it.
I don't even know how to answer that. I just really don't. Except for I got a commercial on Tuesday I got a commercial this coming week, and they told me 4 days prior that they wanted me with my shirt off. And I said, you guys realize I am 51 now, right? They're like, yeah, we're good with that. We don't care. I said, you sure you don't want my wrestling gear? And they were like, yeah, bring that too. I'm like, no, I don't think so. That was a joke.
I was kidding. That was a joke.
So I feel your pain, man. But, you know.
I didn't want to go and look like a shithead and make a fool of myself on this show with these kids that are 21 years old.
What are you supposed to look like when you sit behind a microphone like this and when you're not a professional athlete? What are you supposed to look like?
I don't know, but if I can do this and eat a slice of pizza at the same time, I would. This is why I've got a body for podcasting, is what I'm saying. So
embrace it. Yeah. Just be healthy.
And
that's all.
But yeah, been focusing on that. It was fun. The show's gonna come out in May. There's a couple episodes that I'm on. It was funny. You're gonna see some funny clips. And by the way, Ryan Blaney was awesome. Eric Jones was awesome. The host was great. There was a little live audience that was there, and they sat through all day to do both episodes. They were great. They were troopers, and they just had great energy the whole time. And I think they deserve credit too when you watch the show. So I had that going on. But you're working on a show as well. Another one of these things where everyone's like, you can't talk about what you're doing.
We can't tell you any. We can just tease you a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. We can't tell you any details. You know, it's a show that's going to be on the History Channel. That's probably
there. You
as,
go.
As
you when know. Do you know roughly?
Fairly soon. I'm thinking this summer.
Okay.
Yeah, this summer for sure.
I love how they're like, we're going to get Goldberg on our show. You're going to be the star of our show, the host of our show. and you've got tons of social media followers and now podcasts of people to listen to, but don't tell anybody about this show. I was like, okay, how do you make money on the show? Well, people need to watch it so we can get advertising and ratings, but don't tell anybody about the show. That's the part I never really understood. And I know they're like, oh, we have to officially announce it. We have to do this. I'm like, look.
But if you officially announce it in your own way and it doesn't get to the people you're wanting it to get to, don't you think you should think outside of the box?
This is what I'm saying is – your fans that love you and people that are listening to this show, people that are listening to the show, it's not going to make or break the difference of the press release from history or the commercials they launch, right? It's if anything, it's just going to do better.
Absolutely. Hey, if people want to see it, they're going to watch it, you know, no matter what. Whether they hear it from me, they hear it from you, they watch a big lead into the show. At the end of the day, people want, you know, ownership of being the one that launched it.
Yeah.
There's value in that. But
I guess it goes to your point of before is like you didn't bust through the window on the DirecTV commercial because you don't want to take money out of the pocket of the stunt guy. All right. Well, then I don't want to take money out of the pockets of whatever the PR marketing people or the ad agency or whatever's involved. So for that, I apologize. But
It's a team effort.
I still feel like they're going to get their money anyway because they're all going to still promote the show. But that's just kind of the sort of behind the scenes of the machine that is all of this content that gets created in this world. And by the way, that's why we're sitting in this studio doing this, because we wanted some control over the thing that we create together, right? So we wanted to do that.
Well, here you go. I don't watch a lot of TV. And I probably wouldn't have seen that show, but now that you've mentioned it and all the details about it, I'm going to watch it. That's one extra viewer.
But here's the thing: is like the advertisements for either one of these shows that we were talking about probably wouldn't come across your desk, right?
Right.
But you might DVR it and watch a couple episodes to see what's going on now because we've been talking about it, and that's what I'm saying. It's all,
and especially after I tell you this. Think Ninja Warriors meets
American Ninja Warrior.
Think about contestants going through Ninja Warrior armed with a blade. That's all I can tell you.
American Ninja Warrior.
The visual spectacle of American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
Different stations.
Okay.
But different forms of cutting tools. Bringing all demographics of people from all around the world.
I hope somebody runs through there with a pizza cutter, just like a full-on pizza, not that
well,
kind of cutting
first,
tool.
The first season, we had something quite similar. And it was hilarious.
All right, so you've got a show coming out hopefully this summer on history. We're obviously going to be talking more about that as things move on. Just wrap up that topic, you've been kind of all over on TV recently, right? You did episodes of The Flash. Is that on CW?
Flash is on CW. Yeah, and I guess you can get it on Netflix.
That's Sonny Corolla's favorite show.
Really?
Yeah, The Flash. He talks about The Flash all the time.
Well, it was funny because I watch it every morning with my son, but I really try not to watch everything every morning with my son. So
do you have to do 100 push-ups if you watch The Flash?
No. It's okay. Not a video game. And so I mindlessly sit there and act like I'm paying attention to a lot of his stuff just to be there for him, right?
Yeah.
And we were watching The Flash every morning, and then I get a call to do The Flash, and I'm like, Flash. Oh,
I sounds get, familiar.
I ran into my son. I was like, hey, dude, guess what? He was ecstatic, man.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
He loved it.
Yeah, definitely. He watches The Goldbergs every morning now.
The Goldbergs is a sitcom that is on ABC?
ABC.
I think it's on ABC.
Yes, Jeff Garland, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've done, what? Four episodes?
Four episodes of that. I got one more coming up here soon. And
so the Flash episodes have all aired already? Or
Flash have aired.
All right,
three
so now
episodes
we can go back
of the
and
Goldbergs,
watch those.
I think, have aired. I think there's one still remaining.
On the Flash, you get to beat up anybody?
Mm-hmm.
On the Goldbergs, you beat up
anybody? And guess
anybody?
What? I didn't have a stunt guy for that. I wouldn't let a stunt dude come in and do the fight scene.
No?
No, not at all. I can only be pushed so far.
small world, my the guy that I train with in the gym also trains Brian Callen.
Oh, Jesus. Criminy Christmas.
And Brian Callen is a comedian, and he's an actor,
and
he's on the Goldbergs.
I'm his brother on the show.
All right.
It's freaking hilarious, man.
My guy Lou Parada trains us both.
I love Brian.
And I run into Brian every now and then in the gym.
Please give him my best.
And next time I see him, I will. And
does he wear the Goldberg shorts to the gym and the high tube socks and everything?
Not that I have seen.
Damn.
No, but I'm going to tell him next time.
Please do.
Yeah, so on the show, you guys are brothers.
Yes, and it's freaking
it's
hilarious.
It's funny, right?
It's hilarious. I mean, I did the episode with Wendy, you know, the mom, and I was having to shove as many orange slices in my mouth as I could.
Oh, I saw the clip from
and
that.
I turned back to her, and she had stuck one in her mouth and did that smile with the orange peel thing. I almost threw up. She's hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. And the funny thing is—
That's a Marlon Brando Godfather move.
Bingo.
Right?
Absolutely.
With the orange slice?
Absolutely. And you know, the cool thing is, and you get this a lot in Hollywood, but the characters they portray, that's them in real life.
Yeah.
You know, to a degree. So they're not doing a lot of acting, but I mean, it's just, they own it. It's classic. It's hilarious. It's very good writing.
It seems like just even doing guest spots on a sitcom like that is both challenging and fun.
Very challenging, especially when your name's Goldberg.
Yeah.
You know, and the name of the show is The Goldbergs, and I hadn't been on there before, and everywhere I look is my name.
Yeah.
You know, you got a lot to live up to.
Plus bonus for every time somebody Googles that show and comes up with a big picture of you.
Exactly. Why not?
Well, fantastic. So is there anything else that you're working on that we need to talk about or should talk about before we wrap up for today?
What's today? I mean, you know, we're filming a commercial next week. Like I said,
is it another direct TV commercial?
Because no, it's not direct TV. No? This is solely on the internet.
Okay.
Crave iPhone cable. I'll be. It's gonna be bitching, and we got some Dodges in there. How about
really?
That? We got a Ram. We got a freaking Challenger. It's unbelievable.
You're not using your own cars.
No, I mean they didn't know.
They didn't know.
Okay. I'm like, hey, you guys want to use a Challenger? How about a Demon? What's a demon?
Forget
it. I'll leave it at home.
Yeah, forget about it. Don't even bother bringing it.
Yeah.
All right, so you got a commercial coming up that's going to be good. We've got a lot more car stuff we're going to get into more. I think next week we're going to have our friend from Edmunds.com come in. This is another segment we're going to do on the show. So once a month, we're shooting for every third show of the month, but once a month we're going to have the experts from Edmunds.com come in, and we're going to roundtable some kind of discussion like we were talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, like we can talk about anything on the show, but when you want to get into like autonomous cars or legislation, do you want to hear it from the podcaster and the actor slash wrestler slash 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 everything that you do? Or maybe we should get an authority.
Expert.
You know, to like, because we have opinions, we want to hear some facts. So it'd be great to have those guys come in and chat that up as well. So they're going to be bringing us some great content over the next year. Right? That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I love Edmunds, and he always they always have like really good cars. All the new stuff. Like we don't really talk a lot about current new cars on this show, so I'm excited.
Yeah, I want to get into that more. I want to know what's good, what's not good, and what's the deal on warranties and scheduled maintenance. Even Ferrari's going into that now, which is amazing. And Jaguar's new I-Pace all-electric SUV that's coming out, which, by the way, has like the greatest warranty for an electric vehicle. It's like, 10 years or something on the drivetrain or whatever, 8 years, 100,000 miles or something crazy like that. And that SUV is going to do, it's pure electric, plug-in only, 240-mile range, 0-60 in 4.5 seconds, and its interior is beautiful, looks like a Jag. It doesn't look anything
like
an
iPhone. But, and, you know, if obviously they take all the combustible engines off the run, I'm not going to have a choice to make a decision. But that Porsche that's coming out next year, I want that car.
Yeah, the electric.
The Mission E.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That thing's badass, right? Yep. It looks good.
It looks real
good. You know, and it's safe to assume coming from Porsche, it's going to be tight. Like, it's going to perform.
300 mile in 20-minute charge. 300-mile range in the 20-minute charge. That's what they're professing.
Yeah.
I want me by the day.
Yeah, that could be pretty cool. Then you could sneak down that hill as fast as possible. No one will hear you.
Now they'd hear me breathing.
All right, so we're going to wrap this up. Again, check us out at carcastshow.com. You want to send us some questions. You got questions for me. You got questions for Goldberg. Shoot us an email at carcastshow.com. While you're up there and you're listening to this show, you'll see some photos. Maybe we can throw up the DirecTV commercial up there, and you can see you can see.
It sure won't take much time because I think I said three things.
Two shoulder rolls, though.
Two shoulder rolls. Yeah. One in, one out.
I had to get my pay. You know, I had to do work for my pay.
Yeah. And did you get a chance to talk to him, you know, Creed 2 over there?
Yeah. You know, it was cool. Very nice guy.
Yeah.
Very nice guy. But here's the thing.
He's in the biggest movie on the planet right now.
But here's the thing. Again, you just asked me if I got to talk to him. I gave you my impression of him as he treated me. Leno taught me a trick.
Okay. How to wear denim.
I already knew that. he treats people. He passes judgment on people and the way they treat people when viewing them dealing with the staff, like the wait staff.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to a restaurant and you're with some celebrity, watch how they treat the staff. Watch how they treat the camera crew. Watch how they treat the people behind the scenes, because that's the type of person they are.
Yeah.
Okay. So when a person might come up to me for the first time, they might treat me completely different as they would treat a wait staff person or someone else or whatever. So I changed the way that I break people down now. So thanks, Jay. I appreciate
that. Yeah, well, that's a good tip.
It truly
is. It's a good tip, especially for the background, the fame that you come from, right? But also keep in mind that every time you walk into a room, people are already judging you. They're already judging you because they saw you wrestle or do something or do whatever, or in a movie, or you know, and they, you know, like this wrestling character that you're so famous for is a big, loud guy that yells and beats people up.
And we know I'm the antithesis of that.
I'm telling you,
such a quiet.
He's the sweetest guy I know. He's the sweetest guy I know.
Sweet little
until
boy.
He's not. No, he is. He's the best. That's
listeners
why he
can't
to
see
do
this, but he's had Mana chokehold this entire episode.
The whole time.
Are you really supposed to be that shade of purple, man?
My head's gonna pop off like a zit. It's gonna be gross. All right, guys. Well, anyway, wrapping it up. We're done here. Like we said, carcastshow.com. You can follow me at Twitter, social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all at Motorator. And
you can follow me at Goldberg and Goldberg Garage on Twitter, or Goldberg95 and Goldberg's, plural, Garage on Instagram.
Yeah, and we're going to keep throwing those out there. So you guys are going to get them down soon. But guys, thank you so much. And until next time, keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Carcast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on carcastshow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. Carcast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit carcastshow.com.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.